Okay, it's 9 o'clock. I'm gonna call it.
Hold on, Chair.
Call to order the last. So roll call, members, board members.
Commissioner Sandy? I'm here. Policy Director Smythe?
Present.
Mr. Fogel?
Here.
Mr. Elledge?
Here.
Vice Chair Kindig?
Here.
You have a quorum, sir.
Okay, so has everybody had a chance to look over the agenda? Is there any changes anybody wants to make? Then I'd like to have a motion to approve the agenda.
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Albert. I'll motion the agenda as presented.
Randy Elledge, second.
It should move and second it. Any further discussion? Any objection? Hearing no objection, the motion carries. That moves us to prior minutes, October 22nd.
Mr. Vice.
November 18th.
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Albert. I'll motion the prior meeting minutes of October 22nd and November 18th as presented.
I'll second. Randy Elledge.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you. November 18th, page 4 of 5 in those meeting minutes under 5A. Second paragraph. Last line, a river of lake, and I propose that that should be of lake, or excuse me, or lake. So it would read, a river or lake must be present before federal wetlands can be established.
And that's a motion for an amendment. Is there,
yes.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
Okay.
Edit.
Is there any further discussion on that? Is there any objection? It's amended. So we'll go back to the original motion. Is that to accept that our minutes for both meetings as amended?
Correct.
Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing seen none. Motion carries. That brings us to public comments. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, if we could take just a brief break for a minute or two. I have one item to mention to you.
Okay. We're just going to take our... comments. Randy, do we have anybody online? And I'd like to remind them we'd like to keep our comments to 2 minutes. And if you would state, if you're representing an entity, please state that.
remember on the line.
Okay. They pressed star 9. Is that what they did right now?
Is there anybody on the phone that wishes to make a public comment? Please press star 9 on your phone now. You clearly state your name and affiliation if you have one.
Okay, I just want to make the announcement that following the meeting, we will still allow for 1 hour after this meeting for public comments. So there'll be as many of us hanging around as can. I'll certainly be one of them. Okay, that moves us to new business. Six. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any public comments in the room? One at a time.
Hi, my name is Andrea Penninger. I'm just here as a member of the public. And thank you for allowing public comment for an hour after the meeting. I'm here to ask that you make more of an effort going into 2026 to engage the public. And one recommendation I have is to release the agendas farther in advance. It's really hard to learn that there's something, an issue that we care about, on your agenda just 2 days before and make plans on a work day to comment. So I think giving more opportunity like the hour after is a good start, but at least some level of sharing what you're going to speak about longer than 2 days before would be really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay.
Hi, Maddie Halloran. I'm also a member of the public. And thanks again for providing the opportunity to make public comment. I've called in quite a few times, but never attended in person. And I would echo what Andrea just said about engaging the public. I've called in a few times and either, you know, struggled to get through or the timing didn't work out with my work day. So appreciate the extra opportunities. And I'm commenting today to just ask about the status of the Northern Economics Report and when we might see some of those numbers and outcomes get released. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair, I can provide an update. We have received a revised draft back from the contractor. We're making a final round of review edits or comments, and then it should be final, hopefully, by the first of the year.
Okay. Is there anybody else in the boardroom wants to make? Got you, too.
Hi, my name is Matthew Jackson. I'm also a member of the public. I'm here partially just out of curiosity. I've also called in a number of times and have about a 50% success rate of actually getting through Star 9. I don't know if it's the technology or what, but I've been here a number of times, or I've called in a number of times and not been able to speak. I'm here for that curiosity of actually participating in what these meetings are like. I'm also, as the previous people said, looking for more transparency from this organization. You know, as the state has gone through a budget crisis, there's been a lot more scrutiny, and I'm also looking forward to seeing that audit. I'd be really curious to see the drafts as well, you know, see how the sausage is made in that document. So thank you for this opportunity to comment. I'd love to stay to the end of the hour and be able to comment on the actual topics on the agenda, but unfortunately I can't be here all morning. I've got to get to work, but I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you all.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Yes.
Hi there. Lauren Windsor with the Undercurrent. I just had a couple things. I was curious as to whether or not ADA has expended any funds for the Alaska Frontier Economic Fund ETF that's affiliated with Prosper Align. I believe that members of this organization were present for the launch, and so I'm curious as to whether or not there's any public money in the fund or expended in any other way in service of the fund. And then also I'd like to know, Mr. Johns, your CIO, was present for the launch during a moratorium on employee travel in the state. And so I'd like to know if there was a waiver that he got to attend that launch and who paid for his travel.
Okay. I can address the first question.
Yes.
There is no ADA funds in that ETF.
You didn't expend any money whatsoever, whether or not invested in it or in helping to promote it or market it?
No.
Okay. And as to the other questions?
Sorry?
Regarding your CIO?
All travel is approved through the normal channels of process. We follow those. And so if he was present, his travel was approved in accordance with all the rules and regulations.
And so do you have a relationship with the Alaska Frontier Economic Fund?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments and questions. Is there anybody else in the boardroom that would like to make public comments? Okay, without seeing any, did anybody else pop online? Okay, I guess now we can close public comment. That brings us to new business. 6A is executive session. I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
This is Albert. I'd like to motion the board move into executive session for the purpose of discussing the following: ADA financials and investments, legislative matters, ANWR, Ambler, West Susitna Access Project, Glacier Oil and Gas, report by Senator Sullivan, ADA property matters, and other matters related to ADA and matters that are subject to specific legal advice, which is subject to attorney-client privilege. These matters, which, if discussed publicly, could have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA, and are matters that are attorney-client privileged, and matters involving consideration of issues that by law are not subject to public disclosure due to the executive or deliberative process privilege or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for an executive session under Alaska Open Meetings Act. Reference Alaska Statute 44-62-310, Section C, 1, 3, and 4, and the Alaska Public Records Act.
Second.
Randy A. Lee Jones, second.
The moved and seconded. Is there any objection? Okay, we will, Randy?
We need to vote.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Would you poll us?
Sure. Commissioner Sandy? Yes. Policy Director Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Foles?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Vice Chair?
Yes.
Thank you. We are in executive session.
Okay. Randy, who would you...